It is the State Capitol Report on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. Glad you could be here as we talk with leaders of free and charitable health clinics that are set to converge on the State Capitol tomorrow for an advocacy day. We learn about their most pressing health policy issues and what they want to impart on lawmakers. Call in with questions and comments about Safety Net Healthcare, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Ian Hedges is CEO of Health Net of Rock County, which runs its clinic in Janesville. Ian, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thank you for having me again.
Good morning. And Mary Beth Woodford is here, Executive Director of the Chippewa Valley Free Clinic in Eau Claire. Mary Beth, welcome.
Thank you, Kate. Welcome.
Let's start with you, Mary Beth, as we look specifically at what Governor Evers has proposed in his two-year budget. It would raise state funding for free and charitable clinics by $1 million over 2 years. What would you spend money on that would come from that spending line?
Well, as our listening audience may be aware, we are privately funded in our communities. So what that means is we ask for communities to help fund the free clinics, and what we receive is how we can treat our patients. So we would welcome state funding to continue purchasing medications, providing basic health care, chronic disease treatment. And as our numbers and patients grow, we need additional funding to keep servicing those patients.
Can we just level set for a moment? What is your state support like at present?
We are currently receiving from the Department of Health $75,000 annually in a $500,000 budget that we oversee in our area.
Okay. Ian Hedges, what do you make of the governor's plan for $1 million over 2 years?
I would say that it's incredibly necessary right now. There are two reasons why it's being discussed this legislative session. The first is that there's going to be opposition to any Medicaid expansion with the numbers in the Assembly and the Senate. It's just not going to be considered. And so I think that there is a desire among both parties to help those who are low income to get to there's a desire to help them while we are still trying to get many uninsured the care that they need. And free and charitable clinics are a middle ground solution that work for both parties. Supporting free and charitable clinics increase access to care, but they do not receive a ton of federal funding because their primary sources of income are philanthropy and volunteerism. I would say that the other reason why this is critical for clinics like mine is because many individuals that are covered under Medicaid with the public health emergency are going to lose coverage after May 1st. And we're probably talking tens of thousands of people in Wisconsin are going to lose that kind of healthcare coverage. So presumably some of those people will not qualify for Medicaid anymore because they're back to work making money. But many of those individuals are still working lower wage jobs like in the hospitality industry, in which health insurance is not always going to be provided. So free and charitable clinics are a viable option for them, but they do. But state funding is definitely needed in order to increase that capacity.
So digging into that a bit, so at the start of the pandemic, the federal government prohibited states from kicking people off Medicaid if they were no longer eligible, and that ban is ending this spring. And so what you're seeing is the Medicaid redetermination process is underway. How much of an impact would that have on your patients?
I mean, I think we'll just be seeing more patients in our doors, coming into our doors, because I think that the state of the economy right now and where we are has not certainly helped many people get more health insurance. And so I think, again, as there's been a resurgence of hospitality service industry, they definitely are looking for a viable care option. I'm seeing it kind of in our patient numbers. We are enrolling patients every week, and we have enrollment appointments, and we're booked out solid for the next month and a half to enroll new patients.
talking about priorities for free and charitable clinics. Ian Hedges there, CEO of HealthNet of Rock County. We have Mary Beth Woodford here as well, Executive Director of the Chippewa Valley Free Clinic. You can join in the conversation at any point about free and charitable medical care, primary care, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Mary Beth, a follow-up there on what Ian is talking about in a state like Wisconsin that hasn't taken Medicaid expansion, how does a clinic like yours function differently than in states that have taken Medicaid expansion?
Well, free clinics look for healthcare gaps in their communities, and that is what we look to service. So when someone over the 100% federal poverty level is not able to access insurance by any other means, we're there to provide care for them. And that number is growing. And like Ian said, the public health emergency is going to be ending, and Medicaid to many of patients who had left us and received that care will be coming back. So the issue of not being able to afford insurance and not being eligible for the Medicaid program, Badger Care in Wisconsin, will be an increasing number of patients that we will see.
I want to go back to something you said earlier in terms of your local philanthropic support is the lifeblood of your clinic. How much fundraising do you need to do in order to keep your doors open? How much local fundraising are you focused on?
It's a constant request because annually we do need to fund our clinic. So we are living in a community or an area that is very generous to our community clinic. They see the need for it, but it is a continuous program to fundraise because we do need to, every year, we do need to apply for grants and family trusts and foundations in the area, private individuals, donations, businesses, and our healthcare systems as well help fund us.
Let's bring in Jeff in Delafield. Jeff, hi. What is your question?
Yes, my question is, how can we as citizens get involved and make donations? And I guess the second part of that question is, are there similar organizations in Southeast Wisconsin?
Ian Hedges, can you field that?
Yes, I would encourage you to look at the Wisconsin Association of Free and Charitable Clinic website. They have a list of all the clinics, including a map. There are more than 99 free and charitable clinics in the state of Wisconsin. And that number is growing as more communities are wanting to invest in those clinics. I think donating is the hugest amount of thing that you can do for us. Again, my philanthropic support just privately in the community is over $1 million, and we have to raise that every single year in order to keep our doors open. I think another way too is, you don't have to be a healthcare professional to help us. We love healthcare professionals to come through our doors to provide services for our patients. But we utilize volunteers in so many other different ways to help us. That includes, unpacking boxes, helping us with storage, helping us clean out and recycle used pill bottles so that we can reuse them for our prescriptions. So contacting your clinic and being insistent that you can help out in some way, I think it is just very critical because we don't know that we need the help until it becomes available to us.
Jeff, thank you for that call. Along those lines, Ian, Wisconsin facing near record low unemployment levels, charitable clinics relying, as you mentioned there, on volunteer clinicians and for other services as well. How is the labor shortage affecting staffing at your clinic?
It has been affecting us quite a bit, especially you can imagine that the pandemic certainly took a different toll on the employment numbers for healthcare and how to staff a healthcare institution. We are not the richest, nor we are the most robust institutions that have tons of money to offer incentive to providers. And so we have to utilize and develop creative ways to ensure that we can bring providers into our free and charitable clinics. Mine happens to be one of the larger ones in the state of Wisconsin, so that does give me a little bit of wiggle room. But nonetheless, you know, I'm in a suburban area of Janesville, Wisconsin, and we're trying to recruit healthcare providers while we're in the middle of a triangle of Madison, Milwaukee, and Chicago, which are certainly popular places for healthcare providers to go. We're always kind of having those battles and competing, but we are right now mostly fully staffed, and we have our high level providers such as dentists, a mental health therapist, and a psych nurse practitioner on our staff, because they truly understand our mission and want to help our patients.
Mary Beth Woodford, what is the impact of staffing at your clinic?
Very similar. And another area where the shortage grew is many during COVID that were retired have decided not to come back in certain areas to volunteer. So we were impacted by the healthcare systems being stretched then, and our retirees not necessarily wanting to get back into the healthcare systems to volunteer. So our shortage remains. And we are looking at a similar model where we may have to bring on a paid staff person, an additional one in the medical field and in the dental field to provide consistent care.
Mary Beth Woodford, Executive Director of Chippewa Valley Free Clinic for residents in Eau Claire. Ian Hedges here leads HealthNet of Rock County, providing critical medical care for residents in need with a clinic in Janesville. Join in with your questions and experiences with free or low-cost health clinics, 800-642-1234 is the number to call. It's the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is the State Capitol Report on the Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Free and charitable clinics, they hold their advocacy day at the State Capitol tomorrow. We learn about the pressing issues of safety net health clinics. Call in with questions and comments, 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Ian Hedges, a CEO of HealthNet of Rock County, has its clinic in Janesville. And Mary Beth Woodford is here, Executive Director of the Chippewa Valley Free Clinic, the safety net clinic in Eau Claire. Mary Beth, a bipartisan group of state lawmakers, they're circulating this bill that would expand postpartum Medicaid coverage for mothers up to a full year after pregnancy. What is your take? Do you support the extension?
Yes, most definitely we do support the extension. The more consistent care, the better for the patient, better for the family.
Ian Hedges, what is your take on this particular piece of Medicaid expansion and what the impact would be as you see it?
I think the wonderful part of this legislation is that it seems to be picking up a great deal of bipartisan support, which is rare, but it will have a tremendous impact on many new mothers in Wisconsin. One of the more pronounced effects, obviously, that's going to happen is we're going to move from having postpartum coverage to 90 days to a full year. And that is certainly going to, and we've seen that this occurs in the 31 other states that this has been implemented, that it reduces racial disparities in maternal health. And it definitely facilitates better prevention and treatment for conditions that are caused by pregnancy complications, such as diabetes and cardiovascular disease. I think that one of the more pressing effects that I know is going to affect my clinic a lot more, because we do have a behavioral health clinic attached that accepts Medicaid, is that women who are suffering from depression or other mental illnesses during or after pregnancy can have an extended treatment option to treat mental illness. I think that this is critically important because suicidality among pregnant and postpartum women has increased over the last decade. And so it will make it easier for free and charitable clinics like mine to treat patients in my clinic if this extension goes through, or this expansion. If women were to go uninsured and expected to pay a sliding fee scale, even if it's only $20 or $40, you run the risk of women having to forego necessary treatment as to not skimp on expenses for their child, and vice versa.
That's interesting you say that, because Kaiser Family Foundation says Medicaid finances about 4 in 10 births in our country. Mary Beth, from your perspective, what happens to a patient at your clinic when, as a provider, you learn that they are pregnant?
One of the things we do not do, and we're a much, much smaller clinic than the one in Janesville, we don't duplicate services in our area. So we have case managers who work with patients when they're diagnosed with a pregnancy to refer them on to other resources in our community. We're never a closed door to anyone who comes to us, even though we may not have the treatment or the services to help them. We find others in the community and we work with them until they are getting the services that they need.
So, Ian, you had said earlier that Wisconsin probably won't expand Medicaid given the makeup of the legislature, but, you know, would free and charitable clinics be needed in our state and others if our state did take the Medicaid expansion?
Yes, it still would be needed. States who have expanded Medicaid are still seeing free and charitable clinics across the board, because we serve individuals, at least my clinic does, up to 250% of the federal poverty level. The expansion will only cover people up to 138% of the federal poverty level. And many clinics like mine are also hybrid clinics. So our medical care is for those who are only uninsured that would have fit beyond that expansion level up to 250% of the federal poverty level. But we see Medicaid in our medical or in our dental and behavioral health clinics. So either way, we are still going to be seeing those patients. However, it is going to be easier for our patients if they need specialty care or additional services that when you're uninsured, they're harder to find. So I will say that there still will be a need for free and charitable clinics no matter where, especially that's a way that people are able to get out of poverty. I mean, if you need, let's say you're working a fast food kind of service and you're making $13 per hour and you get your teeth fixed, that's the difference of you becoming a customer service agent and making $19 per hour. So we're always going to be needed to help be that economic support and development tool.
Ian Hedges, CEO of HealthNet of Rock County, Mary Beth Woodford here, Executive Director of the Chippewa Valley Free Clinic. I want to turn to your advocacy day tomorrow, advocating through legislation to strengthen free clinics. Mary Beth, you first, what bills are you advocating for? What do you hope to impart on lawmakers tomorrow?
Well, we certainly want the additional funding for free and charitable clinics. We're not a federally qualified clinic, so we need the state to see that we are a necessary entity in our community. We need the funding to provide the services because, as stated, our numbers are growing. We are seeing a large population of our Hispanic, Latino population in our community because they are primarily working in our service industry and farming. We also need to provide support for medications. We're not covered by the 330 bill, so we do not get reduced medication purchases. At times, we have to pay retail costs for them. So we need the expanded support just to continue the services, and also with the growing number of patients that may be coming to us once the Medicaid support starts unwinding.
Ian Hedges, for you, what do you want to advance on Advocacy Day, and what legislation do you really want to push?
Definitely expanding the free and charitable clinic funding. I can't underscore how important it is. Just to show you the value of free and charitable clinics in this healthcare environment, when the COVID-19 vaccine was being rolled out across our county, we weren't receiving the federal dollars that other institutions in our county were receiving. And yet we provided more vaccines than our local federally qualified health center and even one local hospital in our county. So, you know, I think that the value is there for us to serve our communities and be responsive to the community need. I'm also and definitely in favor of the postpartum Medicaid coverage, but the other thing that I'm most in favor of is really looking at increasing reimbursement rates for dental reimbursement rates for individuals with special needs or developmental disabilities. My clinic has actually set up a dental room in our clinic that specifically serves individuals with developmental disabilities. And what we're finding is we're gladly able to take anybody, but we're the only resource in our county that is able to do that, to provide this service. The nearest closest facility that could serve Rock County residents is Children's Hospital Wisconsin, which currently has a waiting list of 4,000 patients.
That is a desert there. Thank you both for joining us.
Thank you.
Ian Hedges, CEO of HealthNet of Rock County, Mary Beth Woodford, Executive Director of the Chippewa Valley Free Clinic. This is a State Capitol Report. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. We'll be right back.